need to know news. Here we go. Seattle's King County is the first in the U.S. where residents will be able to vote via smartphones.
This is so interesting.
It's implementing smartphone voting for an upcoming Board of Supervisors election. So I'm not sure, even if this goes well, this will be something that'll happen for the 2020 presidential election. But that's interesting.
So I love it because I feel like more people would vote because it's so dang convenient. Scary because of hackers and
everybody wants to complain about interference from other places. It's like, God, here's my personal opinion. It should be, when you vote for anything, it should be a day off. I know people have to do work, but you should vote. So there's no excuses.
That's true for lines or whatever. I remember we had mail-in ballots when I lived in Washington, and that was great. So we just got to mail it in. We did our votes. I mean, obviously, things can happen with that, too.
But, I mean, at least you try to be part of the process. So I like the idea, but as you brought up there, it's risky with the internet activity. There's spoof things. There's different links that can compromise with malware. And different things. So I don't know. I like the idea they're trying to make voting more accessible, but I guess we'll find out how it goes.
I think, though, it's really cool. I mean, imagine you could just, if there was like a voting app and we just, boop.
That'd be pretty
Everybody
dope.
Could do it.
I guess I'll close out Hulu real quick.
Yeah.
This is something, if you got TikTok or your kid does, you might want to watch out. Officials in Massachusetts are alerting parents of what they say is a dangerous video trend on TikTok, which has led to multiple fire incidents in their state. Teens are recording themselves, and what they do is they slide a penny behind a phone charger that's kind of plugged into the wall. It's just partially plugged in to the outlet. When the coin hits the exposed metal prong, sparks start to shoot out of the outlet. It actually can cause electrical system damage and kind of almost burn the air. Area,
dumb.
Possible injury, and in some cases, Mackenzie, it's caused fires. One incident involving students at an academy who started the school on fire. Like, they were doing it at their school, just messing around because it was a TikTok thing. They're trying to do the challenge, and they burnt the school. Like, they caught it on fire. They're actually facing charges.
That is so dumb. I hate these things, these trends that start. It's like, remember the Kylie Jenner lip one? It wasn't on TikTok, but everyone's doing it like viral.
The
bottle.
Like the Tide Pod challenge,
yeah,
like all those things.
Well,
like
I mean,
that.
The Tide Pod was tasty. I mean, let's not knock everything.
Oh my God.
Okay, sports related, this is kind of a big deal. New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning announced he's retiring after 16 seasons in the NFL. He actually holds every passing record in Giants history, and the dude won two Super Bowls in 2007 and 11. So it's pretty dope.
He is apparently like announcing officially, like having a press conference about it on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's going to cry, but like, it's time, man. It was time probably 3 years ago.
Yeah, it kind of sucks how they took him out this year and didn't get to play. Like, that's no way you want to end your career. Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you think he'll go into commentating?
I have not heard him. You know what amazes me is Tony Romo is one of the best commentators I've heard. And I'm like, why couldn't this guy do this when he's playing football? He sucked as a
No, he really does predict like every play that's about to happen. I don't think I see that for Eli.
Romo being like a TV personality, he's charming AF. And like, it's just everybody who plays ball is not going to be great on TV. Like, people think it's easy, but he has just got it. So I love Romo.
And he's dreamy. So hello.
Yes.
I'd love to have you throw me a pass in my end zone there. Area. That'd be great. Just touchdown. Then we've got something football related, and that involves Chiefs fans. And I don't know how we feel about this. This couple, they're getting married on Super Bowl Sunday.
The stage is set for Nikki Bailey and Robert Walkowiak's wedding, which happens to be on Super Bowl Sunday.
I've had a lot of people ask me if there's a crash list.
Please enjoy the hors d'oeuvres and the bar and the pregame and go Chiefs.
Yeah.
The wedding party will coincidentally be dressed for the occasion in burgundy red and black.
No words can describe how excited.
I have been waiting for this for 4 years.
From customized Arrowhead M&Ms and beverages to the Chiefs-themed light fixtures.
They can change colors or whatever, but now they're all going to be red.
Nikki made most of the decor.
This is kind of where it all started.
She says there's no better people to share the limelight with than the Chiefs.
I think I'm a little willing to take a backseat to them for the for the day.
I love sports, but I hate when people do weddings on big days like that. Do you guys care, or is that, that just bothers me.
I think if the wedding was on a big game and they, weren't watching it, but I don't think, I don't think anyone there is going to be mad that a wedding is on the Super Bowl because it's going to be all about the Super Bowl. Like, they're still going to be watching it. They're still going to see every touchdown, every game of play. Like, they're still, it's going to be centered around
it. It's kind of cool. It's like free drinks. I mean, when I got married, I did it on Valentine's Day, and everyone loved it because it was like a free date for your girl.
I was going to say.
Dancing, food on us all night. It was like, the dudes were like, thank you.
Yeah, you know what? I will agree with that one. That is genius. And finally, I don't know how people have the time. I'm just impressed also with the video skill. I put this up on Joe's Need to Know News, which you'll be able to see at joemckenzie.com. But there is a father who recorded the noises his baby son was making over the course of a year, and he used the sound. It's amazing when you hear this, to create a rendition of AC/DC's song Thunderstruck. So this is a beginning clip, kind of like from the song from AC/DC. Now, obviously, the baby's not saying thunder, but like the guitar you're hearing. And then this is his baby synced up. It's going to make your ears explode. It is so many video cuts. I know. I feel like I'm on drugs right now.
Is the dad a stay-at-home dad? I mean, how does he have all this time?
I think he is. You can see it at joemckenzie.com. That is Joe's Need to Know News.
That was really cool.
Coming up next, Song of the Day. It's a Throwback Thursday. Save the number in your phone so you can vote. The number is 52140, and you'll be texting the word song to get your vote on after Senorita.